Good morning, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning platform. I am teaching from All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo, River State. I'm going to teach government for SS2. And our topic today is a continuation of pre-colonial political administration. But we're basically going to look at elements of checks and balances in pre-colonial Yoruba political system. Elements of checks and balances in pre-colonial Yoruba political system. Okay. We are also going to look at functions of traditional rulers in pre-colonial West Africa. Functions of traditional rulers in pre-colonial West Africa. Now, like I told you earlier, you're supposed to have done this personally, but because of the pandemic, there is nothing anybody can do. And please, I won't oblige you to use your text for your notes. It will be too cumbersome for me to do the two subjects and upload their notes too. So please use your essential or comprehensive and upgrade your notes in both government and CRK. Okay. I must commend many of you for your performances in the exam. I'm impressed. Though some people made some irrelevant mistakes. Okay, but I must commend you. You tried. So please, just like you performed well, at least having about 70% success. I mean, you tried. I'm glad. While you are still at home, please take third term seriously. We are also going to write exams, God willing. So take what we have done this term seriously. Study them. Okay? Why we wouldn't jump any is because you must meet them on your way to success. So no topic will be set aside. We will do them one after the other. Okay. Now, if you still remember, we saw how the Yoruba pre-colonial political administration, how they have this issue of checks and balances. Okay. We used Oyo Empire as a case study, and we saw that they were somehow democratic, okay? And most of the time, you will see in past WAEC questions, question like, among the three pre-colonial political administrations in the region, which of the region had the idea of checks and balances? If you see such a question, please, the answer is Yoruba. The answer is Yoruba political system. So that is exactly what we are going to look at today. Now, the number one way through which they show these checks and balances is through the oracle. Number one is the oracle. In fact, the oracle played a very significant role in deciding policies and their directions. In addition, he made choice of persons to occupy public offices in deciding complicated judicial cases. Sometimes it baffles me to understand that there are so many strong religious leaders coming from that part of the country, yet they believe so much in their oracles. I'm not judging them, remember. I'm not trying to judge them. But I can assure you that an average Yoruba man believes in what's their Sango and other deities can do for them. So most of their political positions as at that time were solely the duty of the Ifa oracle, okay, to bring out whoever it wants to replace the former leader, okay? The next point is impeachment or dethronement. Impeachment or dethronement. The Oyomesi, in collaboration with Ogboni, exercised the power of impeachment of the Oba. And oftentimes, the impeachment was by death. Okay? Now, Remember that the Oba has the 7-man panel, okay, and the other groups, the Oyomesi, the 7-man panel, and the Ogboni Society, he has them to remind him of his excesses. Of course, they will warn him. They won't just come up and kill him. It is not left for the Oba to know what to do. But if he insists and continue in his evil path, the next option is to impeach him. And during that period, their impeachment is death. Okay. The next point is checks and balances. Checks and balances. Now, administration or governance in the political system was based on the principles of checks and balances, especially between the king, Oba, and Oyomesi, stroke the Ogboni Society. I think I've explained this earlier. Another point is calabash. Calabash. There was an occultic calabash, which was known as Eba Ewa, which was used as an instrument of checking and controlling the dictatorial rule of the Oba. Sometimes you see in the textbook where they said, if the Oba is presented with an empty calabash, okay, that sometimes contain a parrot egg, that signifies rejection. And if the Oba has been rejected, he has option to go on exile or commit suicide. Okay, the next point is taboo. Taboo. Historical antecedents, deities, tales, proverbs, etc. were used to guide, direct public policies, administration, and even conduct of public office holders. Now, this taboo here means something that people abhor, something that people hate. From time to time, they will tell the Oba or remind the Oba, this is what our people hate. Don't do it. Not only the Oba, even other political office holders. Our people hate this. Don't do it. Why they are sounding it like a drum to the Oba, it is not left for them to listen, or else they will be in trouble. Okay, another point is suicide. Any Oba found guilty of gross misconduct by Oyomesi in conjunction with the Ogboni could be compelled to commit suicide. Okay, it's not easy. It's not easy. Their system of checks and balance was powerful. Okay, another one is banishment or exile. Banishment or exile. If an Oba, Ore, Ona, Kankafo, Balogun, or Eso was defeated in any war, the choice or option is to go into exile. I think going into exile is even better than committing suicide. Don't you think so? Their next option is to go into exile. If they don't want to go into exile, they'll be officially banished. Okay, there are some of our Igbo movies you watch sometimes, you see the players, you know, where they were banished from the village and asked not to come back again. Okay, now we are going to look at functions of traditional rulers in pre-colonial West Africa. Remember that one of the features of colonial indirect rule system, we shall get to that. One of the features of indirect rule system was traditional use of traditional rulers. But before the white man came, let's know exactly what these guys were doing. Number one is law and order. Law and order. They were involved in the maintenance of law and order in their domain, that is, in their areas. They were the ones in charge to make sure there is law and order. Another point is lawmaking. They made laws, rules, and regulations. They made laws, rules, and regulations. Another point is appointments. Appointments. They appointed subordinate chiefs to help in the administration. They appointed subordinate chiefs to help in the administration. The next point is budget. Budget. The traditional rulers were involved in raising and spending of money. Now, some of you will be wondering, budget as at that time? Of course. Every normal human being must plan before taking action. That is why you are advised as young people to think of what you say before you say it. Think of what you do before you do it. Okay? So even as at that time when we don't know how strong their currencies were, they were still very careful towards planning their events and their spendings. Okay. Another point is symbol of unity. Symbol of unity. They served as political symbol of unity and power. They served as political symbol of unity and power, of course. Yeah, that is why in some of the traditional movies, if somebody is coming into a particular community with a complaint, the person will have to go and meet the traditional ruler first. The traditional ruler will be the first point of call because they can't take any action without the acknowledgement of the traditional ruler. Okay. The next point is communal wealth. Communal wealth. The traditional rulers were also involved in allocation and sharing of communal wealth, including war booties. That is those things they got from war. Now, if you still remember what we did in communalism in SS1, I told you how they lead the communal life. So in terms of sharing those things they acquired together, it was the duty of the traditional rulers, even if they must have had assistance. But they were there to make sure that everything is done the way it should be done. The next point is protection of his domain. Protection of his domain. This is done to safeguard the domain against external aggression. Okay? Their duty also includes the declaration of war and peace. I'll take this again. This is done to safeguard their domain against external aggression. Their duty also includes the declaration of war and peace. Thank God for modern society anyway. The government has the police, the army, the navy, and the other ones to make sure that there is peace and order. During that period, it takes the word of a king for a war to start. If a king was infuriated because of the next village actions, he would declare war on the village. And of course, then they had their warriors, okay, who will go there and destroy things and, you know, take lives. Some people, they come back with them as captives. Okay, so that was how it went during that period. Now, the next point we have is administration of justice. Administration of justice. Some of these traditional rulers acted as the final court of appeal. Some of these traditional rulers acted as the final court of appeal. Okay, they are the final justice, if you like. They are the ones that will decide this is what's going to happen to this person because he erred against the people's customs and tradition. Okay. Another one is administration of justice. Okay. Okay. I talked about administration of justice. Sorry. Another one is planning and development. Planning and development. Traditional rulers plan for the progress and development of various communities. Traditional rulers plan for the progress and development of various communities. Some of you will be wondering, planning, what exactly were they even developing? If you had come across Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe, you will understand that villages were organizing something like wrestling matches And during the time of these wrestling matches, the arena where the wrestling competition would take place, we are, you know, arranged, decorated. You know, that is where people will even see their brides. Okay? Some dancing competition will be staged, and the maidens will come dressed in their beautiful regalia. And oftentimes, that's where they get their husbands. Okay? So such a thing is planning. The next point is award of state honors. Award of state honors. They awarded traditional titles to deserving citizens. Let me make reference to the Igbo Pre-Colonial Political Administration. Okay, we have the also titled holders. Okay, we were told that it was a prestigious position that was not given to any half person. The people that were receiving such titles were well-meaning citizens. Okay, it wasn't just given to anyone. So in this context, if anybody wants an award of honor, it should be approved by the traditional rulers. Okay. Now we have another one, community development. Community development. They mobilized and organized their subjects towards community development. We'll be wondering what exactly we are they developing, whatever it is, something that will make the community comfortable. It is also referred to as what? Development. So they are the ones in charge that decisions should be made in order for their community to be what? Comfortable. Okay. Another one is religious functions. Religious functions. Traditional rulers in the pre-colonial West Africa performed religious functions. Whenever we call religion, don't ever just think about Christian religion alone. Okay, many of them were pagans. Many of them practice what we call ATR, African traditional religion. Now, if something is going to happen, it is expected of the traditional rulers, you know, to pour libation, break the kola nut, you know, thank the ancestors before anything starts. That's what this point is talking about. Okay. Another point is collection of tributes and taxes. Collection of tributes and taxes. They equally collected tributes and taxes from their communities. Now, remember that this thing is not general. When it had to do with tax collection, the Igbos were not able to do that because they were not used to paying taxes. Okay. Now, we are going to stop here for now. Your assignment. I want you to state 5 methods through which the pre-colonial chiefs used to control their subjects. State 5 methods through which the pre-colonial chiefs used to control their subjects. Okay? 5 methods used by the pre-colonial chiefs to control their subjects. Please keep on staying safe. Keep on reading. And above all, keep on praying. One day, we shall tell the story of the pandemic. Take care of yourselves. Have a pleasant day.